As you know, I am planning to come to Mauritius. For the first time in a long time.
14 years, Guru Maharaj. After 14 years.
I was in exile for 14 years. But I suppose the time of my exile is coming to an end. I will be able to return. And thinking of all of you, I considered what is the best thing I can do to help all of you. Before I come, and even after my visit. And I thought of trying to inculcate a culture of spiritual care among the devotees in Mumbai. I found the need to create a system by which the devotees would help care for each other. Because the way ISKCON has grown with such a large congregation, it's hard for the basic temple structure to take care of the devotees to the extent that they need, or perhaps that Srila Prabhupada would want, or that I would like to see for my disciples, and every devotee. And so in Mumbai, we have been working for the last 6 months to establish what I call a Mitra system, which is similar to the counselor system that was originally developed by His Holiness Radhanath Swami in Chopati. And so I wanted all the devotees in Mauritius to be strong in their spiritual lives, and as far as possible to be peaceful and stable in their ordinary lives. And as time has passed, and it's natural. I've heard so many lectures in which Srila Prabhupada talks about the process in the material world, where something comes into existence, it grows, it flourishes, and then it declines. And therefore the Lord Himself comes periodically to resuscitate the principles and practices of Dharma, especially Sanatana Dharma and even Prema Dharma. So Srila Prabhupada has given us a basic morning program, and during his presence he was very concerned that the devotees rise early in the morning, attend Mangalarati, follow the whole morning program, chant their rounds as far as possible early in the morning, greet the deities, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and then during the day engage in different activities, and as far as possible gather together again in the evening to have kirtan and discuss the Bhagavad Gita. Now, we have many preaching programs in the evenings, and that is the same. A preaching program or a Namahatta program is the same. When Srila Prabhupada was here, most of the devotees lived in temples. Now most of the devotees live outside temples, and they have different family responsibilities. They have to work and earn money. If they have children, they have to, depending on how old the children are, they have to get the children up in the morning and get them to school. And the wife has to cook for the husband and the children. And there are so many responsibilities that we have. And so there is a tendency for our other responsibilities to crowd out our spiritual practices. But that that is not very congenial. We have to maintain our spiritual practices. And it is possible. There are many householders with children and responsibilities, but they do maintain their spiritual practices. So sometimes it's a matter of priorities. We have to take our spiritual life seriously, and we may have to make adjustments in our programs so that we have enough time, especially to chant our 16 rounds and read a little every day, offer all of our food, and all of the basic practices that we have learned. And so one item that I want to encourage you all to do is have a good morning program and overall have a daily schedule and a weekly schedule that includes as much chanting Hare Krishna and reading the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam as possible. And association is most important. As I have often quoted, from the time I used to spend a lot of time in Mauritius, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is 90% association. So if someone is fortunate enough to live near the temple, as far as possible, he or she should attend the temple programs in the temple. And if someone does not live close enough to the temple to be able to attend the morning program every day, then he or she should have some sort of program at home. And even then, association helps. And so if there are other devotees who live in the same locality where you reside, you can invite them. And you can have Mangalarti together, you can chant rounds together, you can have Guru Puja together. And that will help you to keep your spiritual focus. Even here in my little ashram in Carpinteria, we don't have many devotees, and but still I invite them to chant japa with me, and it helps. It helps them and it helps me to have the association. So there are many things that you can do among yourselves to strengthen your morning program or your spiritual practices in general. And then the other side, which I mentioned, is Grihastha Ashram. Most of the devotees do enter Grihastha Ashram. And the challenges of Grihastha Ashram can affect one's spiritual life. And so we want, you know, the Grihastha Ashram to be conducted in the best way possible, so that the devotees are peaceful and happy as far as possible in Grihastha Ashram, and at the same time they can maintain their spiritual focus, and husband and wife and children and brothers and sisters and parents and in-laws can all progress together. So in terms of Grihastha Ashram, it's natural for Grihasthas to guide others who are either in Grihastha Ashram or who want to enter Grihastha Ashram. And so naturally the Grihasthas who have more experience and have been maybe more successful in maintaining their own Krishna consciousness and keeping Krishna consciousness strong within the family, they would be the natural ones to help guide the others. And then as far as preaching, of course, preaching is our life. Preaching is the essence. So that is going on. From what I understand, there are many dynamic programs for expanding Krishna consciousness in Mauritius. But even then, there is a great need for care, because when we attract new people, they have to be trained, they have to be maintained, and yes, we don't want to lose anyone. As Srila Prabhupada said, every soul is important in Krishna consciousness. So we want to have a nice family atmosphere, so the people who are already devotees want to stay in the association, and new people who come want to join the association. So that is a very important point. Many devotees comment how there was such a strong family atmosphere when Srila Prabhupada was personally present. So we also want to have that strong family atmosphere in the mood of service to Srila Prabhupada and to all of Srila Prabhupada's followers. And of course, ultimately to Shishi Gorni Thai, Shishi Radhagolokananda, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shri Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, all of our worshipable deities. So, eventually, I would like some of the more senior devotees to get a little training in how to be a mitra or a mentor or a counselor in Mumbai to wonderful devotees, Sridham and Kishori, husband and wife, have been helping me establish and conduct the mitra system for the disciples and aspiring disciples in Mumbai. And they have also been eager to help in Mauritius. They cannot come personally very easily because they have a small child who has school, and they could only really travel during the school holidays, which in India are just, I think, May, June, something like that. But they have invited devotees from Mauritius to come to Mumbai and see how the program is working there, and meet with them personally, learn from them, you know, how to try to implement the same principles in Mauritius. So I've had to change my dates for Mauritius a little bit because on January 8th and 9th there will be a memorial program for Yamuna Devi in Vrindavan and dedication of her samadhi there. And it is important that I attend. Previously, my plan was to be in Mauritius from December 21st to December 8th. But to accommodate my travel to Vrindavan in time, I am going to come earlier and leave earlier. So I will be arriving on December 17th and leaving on January 1st. And there are many details related to my visit that we have to work out. And some devotees are helping. One proposal is that I stay in Acharya Ratna Prabhu's house. That seems like a good possibility. And there are other possibilities. And of course, the big event, or one of the big events, is Govinda Sundaram's marriage. Speaking of Grihastha Ashram. And Madhava Prabhu and Radhika Devi will be there, so we have opportunity for wonderful kirtan. And His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami is going to try to arrange as far as possible to be present during my stay, so we could have wonderful Krishna Katha from him as well. So I think it will be a wonderful visit.
Yes,
thank you. I'm definitely looking forward to it and planning and when I personally spent more time in Mauritius, I tried to take care of the devotees as far as possible. And so I want that same care to be extended to the devotees. You know, if not from me directly, then through devotees, through you all, who are extending the same spirit of care, so everyone is encouraged in their spiritual lives and gets the help they need to develop in every respect. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So now, do you have any questions or comments? All right, then, and maybe we'll conclude with the Nrisimha prayers. We will pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to protect all of you and to tear out any anarthas in your hearts so that your love for Krishna, Radha and Krishna can flow. Namaste Narasimhaya.
Oh, that's the God.
Lingam Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Lingam Keshavajita Narahari Rupa Sajagati Shahare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare
something in my heart which I want to express to your divine grace, Guru Maharaj.
All right. I also have some things. So, who will
we'll
go?
Hear from Guru Maharaj first.
All right. Yes, I just wanted to add a little to what I said earlier. And that is that the mood that we want to develop is a servant of the servant of the servants of Krishna.
Yes.
Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasami Dasa, the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So that should be our mood with each other. And when I say with each other, I mean I'm addressing you, who are mainly disciples and aspiring disciples. But I mean to include every devotee, every follower of Srila Prabhupada especially, but every devotee, and ultimately every living being. So we don't want to have any like sectarian feelings or groupism, but it's just that we have to begin somewhere. You know, as they say, charity begins at home. We have to begin somewhere. But the you know, we definitely don't want to have any groupism or feelings of inside and outside or anything like that, but we want to be very open-hearted in our mood of care for all devotees and ultimately all living entities, and in our mood of service. But we need to begin somewhere, so we're beginning with our disciples and aspiring disciples, but there shouldn't be like any mood of sectarianism, but we should, you know, be in the mood of being the servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna. In general. I think that was the main thing I wanted to say. The concept might be a little new to some of you, so it might be a little confusing as to what I'm actually saying. But, you know, things will become clear just by working together. But, you know, for example, if you're aware that some devotee, you know, is not coming to the programs like before, not associating with devotees like before, maybe feels discouraged, maybe has some doubts, or maybe has some personal difficulties. So among yourselves, you can think, you know, who would be the best person to reach out to that devotee and find out what is the difficulty, you know. You know, we're not seeing you like we used to before. Is everything all right? Is there some problem? You know, can we help you? Like that, just as you would help your own brother or sister if your brother or sister was having some difficulty. Just try to help them. It's really quite simple. Not in the mood of being better than them or, you know, superior, or that we're the lords and masters, but no, we're the servants and we're concerned. We want to see that you're happy and enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. So how can we help you? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So yes, Krishna Chandra Prabhu.
Guru Maharaj, what I'm going to express would be in two parts. First is, we all know, I mean, the older ones, all the devotees, when you are taking nice care of the whole yatra and each and single devotee, how you gave us that love you acquired from Srila Prabhupada and we shall esteem God's brothers and God's sisters combined together, and we shall broad millionaire smile, transcendental smile. It was soothing, really. So now, and also we know your heart is in Mauritius, despite miles and kilometers away. You are with us, Guru Maharaj.
That's true. Yes,
Guru, please speak, Guru Maharaj.
No, I'm just saying it is true that my heart is with you.
And the proof that you want to be with us. Of course, Govinda Sundaram wearing is just like, you know, the passage that you should be here. So, thank you very much for taking care of us, even from far away. But your transcendental way of doing things, it surpasses all the barriers, all the ways which come in between, modes of nature and whatever other way could it be. So we are all benefiting. Now, second part, Guru Maharaj, that's very important, is when during many visiting sannyasis who came to Mauritius, we addressed the issues of our difficult situation in Mauritius. So, of course, each one gave their own way of, you know, how we should do things. But His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, that was about maybe his last visit or previous one. When I asked this question in the assembly of a few devotees, that what can be done that all the devotees at least can be together in that mood for pleading for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and for the pleasure of the presiding deity. Then His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj answered. He told us that only His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj can do the needful for Mauritius. Now the time has come, Guru Maharaj. There is a, we can say, mundane saying in Hindi, intezaar ka phal mitha hota hai. Meaning that when we are patient and tolerate things, obviously which seemingly are not good, but of course we deserve that, and in course of time, the fruits which come are nectarian. So we are waiting for that nectarian transcendental fruit nectar from your divine grace, Guru Maharaj.
Yes, Hari Ram.
Well, I think you all are the fruits.
Well, working from the hole to the pot, planted the seed, and we are tiny drop of whatever fruit is there. But you are the transcendental seed, Guru Maharaj.
Well, I will, you know, I do care about Mauritius. And I did spend a lot of the time there. And, you know, when I was there, especially when I stayed for a very long time without leaving, when I did not have entry into India and I didn't have responsibility in South Africa, I did get a sense of what Mauritius is like. Although I'm sure it's changed since then, but I really got a much deeper sense of what Mauritius is like by staying for 6 months straight and more. And I also sort of studied quite deeply Srila Prabhupada's visit to Mauritius, well, two visits actually, and his instructions for the island. And yes, definitely, I'm concerned about the yatra. And you know, I'll do what I can personally, but it's really a combined effort. And but I'm ready to work with all of you to do things for the benefit of the island and really make it flourish and prosper and grow. Now this might be Durban, and I think maybe we're about ready. Oh, I just missed. So. All right. Well, I will take it seriously what you said and what His Holiness Bhakti Chiruswami said, and you know, I'll do what I can, but it really will take a concerted effort by many devotees together. All right. Thank you very much. Shri Radha Golokananda ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Shri Shri Gaurinithai ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Transcendental Prasad Distribution ki jai. Kitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to
Sri Guru. All glory to Sri Giriraj Maharaj.